Hi, Clyde. Hi, Bill. Okay, the clock on the wall is broken in here, so...
I think it's broken by, like, what, seven, like 6 hours or something?
Battery.
Spoken like a true walker, right?
Okay.
Beside someone.
Yeah. Okay, Rudy. The okay, man.
So we have an agenda that was sent around. Do you have any adjustments or anything, or want to approve the agenda?
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Just a second. Okay. We have a quorum. Terry Piskey's here, Rudy Erdman's here, John Onesian, Bill Lothridge, Clyde McKay. Roger's not here, and Dan Doherty couldn't make it this morning, too. Public comments? Anybody want to address the board about any particular issue before we start? Okay, my report's the same. He's coming into the summer season, so I don't have much to say either. So, secretary's report. Clyde, do you want to?
Yeah, the minutes were sent out for the last meeting, as well as the audio recording. There's no major update. Just a few things we'll get to later on about security and the Wi-Fi.
Okay. All right. I have a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second.
And accept them?
And accept them as presented. Nice job, Clyde. Thank you.
As amended, you accept? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Treasurer's report. Dan's not here.
It was put online, correct?
Yeah. Adam sent us. Did he get it online? I don't know if he got it online or not. Clyde, do you know if this treasurer's report made it online?
I'm not sure. I will check.
Okay, we're here. Okay. All right.
Well,
so, looking at the statement of financial position, I thought I had the balance sheet on top here. I don't know, does Adam send that? Does Dan send it to all the board members? Do you guys see this? Okay.
No, typically it goes to just Dan and I believe yourself, Bill.
Right, okay. All right.
Copy.
So, I'm looking for the balance sheet page, which is go to the bottom line here for this. So we had total clear transactions last month of $5,105.66. We have a balance of $145,000. We have some uncleared transactions, so we have only $144,213 in this particular account. Now, looks like we had a net income of minus $2,329 for the year, plus income for the month of March of $2,914.08. So we're within $2,000 of budget. Mm-hmm. And the, we also, well, it's okay. I hate to have you accept this treasurer's report when it's made in this manner, but I'd like to have a motion that we publish this treasurer's report as it was presented.
Right, and then we can make any
adjustments to it
next door
if you need to.
Sure.
But I didn't talk to Dan about it before this, so I'm sorry. I should have had it.
So I'll make a motion. We'll accept that we have it. It will be published, and any corrections or comments we'll make at the next month's board meeting.
Okay.
A second.
All right. And before we finish, okay. And then all in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. In addition, we also have the Walker Trash Collection report, and we talked about this in the executive meeting. And the balance in the account for the Walker Trash Collection is $23,000. And we had not transferred any money out of that account, I don't believe last year, back into the main account for Walker Fire, because we were waiting for what was going to happen with
right.
the Chippin Hall,
fire-wise.
And then we had some other expenses, you know, and we still have ongoing expenses related to the Chippin Hall for the toilets and things that are related to the Firewise program. But we don't need that much money in that bank account. But I would like to leave in there, as we discussed, enough money to be able to get to the end of the year for the regular pickups. We will have some income coming at the end of the year that would, you know, we don't necessarily have to be the exact penny, but I don't want to be then transferring, having to transfer money back from Walker Fire into the Walker Trash account. Walker Trash should stand by itself. Walker Fire owes Walker Trash in the books several hundreds, if not a thousand or more dollars, because of people who pay into Walker Fire with their payment for the Walker Trash. So he has an accounting process where he gives us, we have $2,678 that is due to Walker Trash from Walker Fire. And so that's already transferred over there. But I'm going to suggest that we transfer $10,000 into Walker Fire. I'll do that this month. It'll show up in the May financials and treasurer's report. And that way it'll show at the annual meeting, because we don't really get a year-end report at the annual meeting, because we still have days left in the year after the annual meeting, so that we don't close the books for the fiscal year until the end of May. Having said all that, I need a motion to
make
move
a motion to accept
$10,000 to move $10,000 from Walker Trash.
Well, I'm with you.
Into,
sure.
Okay, so do I have that motion from you?
Sure, I'll make a motion.
All right. Terry?
Second.
So a motion and a second. Any discussion about that money?
No, it all makes sense. It's really just a paper thing. I mean,
that's
we
correct.
Get it. Yeah.
We own Walker Trash
right.
in its entirety.
Right.
We keep it as a separate entity, as at the suggestion
right.
of
the liability policy.
That's
but,
correct.
Right. But its right. sole purpose is to make more money for WFPA.
Its sole purpose is to
and
keep people from
and
burning.
And keep people from yeah. throwing trash on the side of the road and because nobody else
and
wants to.
And burning trash. Okay.
And, right, right.
So all in favor of moving that $10,000,
right.
say aye.
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 Okay.
All
right.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
What? Roger put a fire chief report on.
He did. Okay, the fire chief report. I had that in order when I started this.
Mm-hmm.
But what did I do with it? Come on, Bill.
You got it?
Want me to read it? You want to read it?
What do you want to do?
Fire chief report. At one call, it was a fire alarm. That train was hose testing, a CPR and pack test. 21 firefighters have successfully pack tested so far. And we had 7 to 9 participants each day for the basin ops drill, plus two parts of the overhead management of the event. Patrol 80 has completed its annual maintenance servicing. There's no report on the facilities, however, Rudy's going to talk about that later in terms of the building and things. He reports that he's had a huge influx of people interested in volunteering for us. We have 4 to 6 people in various degrees of recruitment. Our stages of recruitment, if just half of those work, it says this will be a big success. The Fire Chief's report, the Yavapai County Fire Chiefs Association, no report. There's no PRCC report for communications people. The ISO. The ISO reviewer visited our station on March 27th. It was a short visit in which she simply certified a few of the items in our paperwork. Where this used to be an every 10-year event is now intended to be in every 4 to 5 years that they will come and examine or inspect us. The expectation set for when we would hear anything was vague. He didn't know how long it would take. In 2014, the reviewer came in February, and we did not hear from him until June. So as an aside from that, he also has mentioned that this reviewer, examiner, said that we are the largest nonprofit, non-fire district probably in the state. So
we have an impressive amount of equipment and things.
That was Elijah's.
All right, so do you have any comments about the fire chief's report?
Three days of solid training.
Impressive amount of equipment.
It did.
I mean, that was pretty intense.
Yeah. They had to do a annual inspection or training and where they have inspectors come and watch them do their training. Had a big fire line and check the weather and all that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of work for those guys.
Yeah,
so
right.
Long time to do that.
And we have, I think, 26 or 7 volunteers. I mean, we have
more than that. 21 of them have passed the PAC test,
right.
And there's probably 8 or 9 that haven't passed.
It's big a team
wow.
right
yeah.
now we've ever had. So
yeah.
That's wonderful.
A good sign. That's a real testament to Roger, too.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you want to accept Roger's?
Yeah, I'll accept the report as.
Hey, before we accept that, just one more comment there. Is we're going to, in this meeting, review Roger's prospective volunteer checklist. And given that he's not present today, I propose that we push that out till the next meeting.
All right, good.
Because we don't have it in front of us. You have it, I think,
yeah.
Clyde, but I know you made reference
yeah.
to it, but I hadn't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right.
So I'll make a note on that to follow up on it.
All right, thanks, Clyde. Okay. John, you move to accept the Tarshish report?
Yes.
Second.
Kirk, this is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Committee reports. I think I'm going to hold off on the committee. Well, you got the Walker Fire, I mean, the
sure.
Walker Day thing. Why don't you do that?
We're moving forward. I'm about to dig into it. March is my busiest month, so I'll now start digging in. Most of the broad strokes are in place. You know, there's a band that's set up, and we've got the dates set up, and blah, blah, blah. And people are starting to collect the yard sale, and I've done this long enough now to I know just which pieces to keep moving when I, yeah, there you go. So we're fine.
I see you had an email just sent out.
Right.
So you started early?
Yeah, you know what? Every couple of weeks this time of year, I'll remind people to save their donations for us, and another couple of weeks, this building will be vacant. We can start collecting stuff, and there's a whole process, so
yeah.
we're moving along.
Okay.
Yeah.
Firewise, Lauren? Yeah.
You know, the February meeting, we talked about the preparation day, preparedness day.
You're right.
Well, we got a grant for $500.
Oh, good.
And they also blessed us with a banner.
Wow.
Hey.
Right.
Wonderful.
Plus, they already got holes in it, so we don't have to shoot it. That's great.
Okay. And the banner is
what's it say? Stuff here.
Hmm? What's it say? And when's that going to be?
That's great. Nice.
What's the date on it, Lauren? Remind me.
May 4th.
Okay. That's great.
That's nice.
Okay. So we have those new stands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. We'll have to talk to Conrad and see if we can put a big, if we have a big, long stick across there.
Right.
Or something stiff enough to hold that up and to be able to hang it on the side of the road right over here, maybe across the street.
Either that or we cover the bulletin board on one side.
Yeah.
You can do that. But that's bigger than the bulletin board.
Just for my reference, what's the sign for?
It's for fire, okay.
Wildfire Preparedness Day. The National Preparedness Day.
And they're going to have some sort of an event here at the fire station on May 4th.
Yes, Roger talked about it being a training day.
Right.
And that they could show off their equipment and the facility and discuss their training. American Red Cross has committed to a booth or table. And Walker CERT has done the same thing. Of course, Walker Firewise will do it as well.
Okay.
We don't have anything set up. You know, we've got the money, $500. We've got nothing set up for refreshments or anything like that.
You need food?
Any kind of a coordination with Roger or anybody about this.
Well, you need food?
We can do food, yeah. Food brings people.
Okay. Yeah, well, we have all the stuff we need to cook with. You know, we have a grill and we have those stoves, so we can do a variety of different kinds of things. We can barbecue, we could cook a breakfast.
What time is it,
Lauren?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
So it's a month away. We're not that far yet. Not even. It's 3 weeks away.
That's right.
Okay. So it's 3 weeks from today? Is it a Saturday?
So, what we need is somebody to coordinate with.
Right.
We're willing to provide manpower.
Okay.
We've got the money.
Okay.
We've got the banner. And that's about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we need food. Need a time. Roger's training starts at 8.
Yeah.
So do you want to do that in the morning like that? How long of a time period? Do you want to be here all day?
No. I don't think we could.
4 hours?
Many people.
4 hours?
4 hours would be more than that.
You want to start? We have a breakfast?
I think 10. It's a good start time.
Well, we need to coordinate.
Give Roger an opportunity
we need
to
coordinate
get his
with
training
Roger.
And get his
all right.
equipment.
Set up.
Where he wants.
Say 10 o'clock? Start time?
10 to 1.
And then we'll have hamburgers.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Anything in the guidelines for this program that talks about how long it needs to be? Anything
no.
that needs to be talked about?
No, we just need to report what we did.
Okay. All right.
I reported what we intend to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just a broad general outline.
Okay.
Part of what I reported and part of what we got our plan on was the chipping hole effort.
Okay, right.
So I'm taking weekly pictures of the pile and I'll send that in as our progress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whatever pictures and whatever we do for the day of the event, we'll report that. And all of those will give us an opportunity for next year's grants.
Okay. So maybe we will coordinate with Roger with his training.
Yeah.
And then as I kind of see it, it seems to me like maybe from 10 to 12, Roger can do some kind of demonstration, the equipment that we have. 11 o'clock, we can do some kind of a barbecue or something like that to track people. We'll frame it.
Yeah, the food's easy.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of getting
right. But it's just, you're right, it's a nice way to get people here. I'm gonna guess it's a Saturday morning?
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay, so we'll throw this together quickly. Band? Should we get a band?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how big we need to make this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm just checking. All right. We'll figure it out, and then we'll coordinate with you as well.
Saturday, the 4th of May.
Okay. I have a big dinner that night, so. But I can leave at 1 and get down there. It starts at 6, so.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Also, I guess, since we're talking to Lauren, some chips. Is there going to be some chips for the thrown into the yard there? Okay.
Yes.
The park.
What happened the day we were going to deposit the chips is
yes.
the chipper truck broke down.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And the academy took up a week's worth of time, and then there was some fires, and it was supposed to have been back up this week because I got slag piles all over the place.
Okay, gotcha.
So I haven't talked to them in the last week or so.
Okay.
But, we still have slash laying along the road up in Potato Patch,
mm-hmm.
up behind my house and my brother's place and all over. So
okay.
We've got a lot of slash to
grind up. Right.
And we can probably promise you at least one, maybe two loads.
Good. And then you're talking about like two loads or two roll-offs full?
These are two truckloads.
Okay.
They're smaller than, they don't hold as much as a roll-off.
Okay, right.
They probably hold 20 yards at the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a roll-off is what, 40?
40.
Okay.
Well,
so you can basically almost put a whole 30 yards of ground-up chipped material there that
yeah.
we can
and
spread
there'll
out.
Be, there'll be needles.
Yeah.
In it as well.
Yeah.
And the needles are good because they help hold it in the event of a runoff.
Okay. All right. And it's not slippery. It's chunky, right?
It's all chipped.
Good. Okay. All right. Yeah, that sounds good. I think it's a neat idea for the park, you know.
I do, too.
Right.
Now, this year, instead of using roll-offs for the chipping haul, I'm arranging for a roll-bottom semi-trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost will probably be about the same. But this year, We got a grant for it. So.
Oh, okay. Is it from, okay, from Best Pick?
We have a grant.
Yeah.
He's going to charge us $85 a day instead of $95. He can do 3 loads a day. It holds 100 yards of chips instead of just 40.
Wow.
And the roll-offs tear up the parking lot considerably.
Right.
This thing is rubber tired and it won't do any damage.
Oh, neat idea. Good. Good research, you know. Great.
Okay. Thanks, Lauren. I don't think there's any other committees that are, well, we'll talk about Rudy's here in a minute when we get to building maintenance. Okay, old business, station security, Wi-Fi. Clyde, I see you've bought some cameras.
Yeah, so I got 2 additional alarm keypad modules for the station. I received those. They're going to be put in next week. 3 additional cameras have been received. Those will also be put up next week. And then I got 2 new no dumping / video surveillance signs that will also be put up in the area next week. So it looks from what we're doing that, you know, we're getting a lot less dumping and people are being more respectful and which is good to see.
Okay. Okay. All right. Newsletter, it's at the printer. Joyce is working this weekend on the mailing list. She got it from Yavapai, I think, on Thursday, finally. The guy that she normally gets it from went on vacation. So he said, can you wait 3 weeks for it? She said, no. You know.
And that all gets processed by Mr. Speedy or Sir Speedy?
Sir Speedy,
okay.
It'll be ready by the weekend of the weekend. And then I don't know what the delay is when they give it to Sir Speedy when they put it in their queue. They says it was 10 to 12 days last time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was there last week. It should be gone by the 25th.
Okay.
Pretty easily. Clyde, we need also to post on the bulletin board out front here about the annual meeting sometime before the 25th.
Okay. I'll make a note on that.
Okay. Okay, the donated water tank, I don't think there's been any movement on that. Has there been any inquiries at all, Clyde, through your...
No. No, since we lowered the price, and we, you know, tried to... to update the flyer and reach out to people. No one's biting on it yet, so you know we can just continue on some social media and other means to try and push it, promote it. I mean, maybe we bring it out closer to the front of the fire station or something, put a for sale sign on it, or we just wait to walk a day.
What's the going price right now on that thing?
$800.
I'm sorry. Is it $8, Clyde?
$850.
Yeah.
We just lower the price and put it out there with a sign.
Right.
Get it out of here.
We'll be over,
right. And we've been dealing with this thing for 4 months.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, no.
Yeah.
Or we'll auction their water. Either way.
Okay.
I'm happy to move it next week and put it out somewhere with a for sale sign on it. And then if it doesn't sell, we can just try and, you know, take best offer at walk a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Where would you put it, though? I mean, the problem is you have the chip stuff there and you got the garbage cans. In the parking lot, you want to put it out front of the fire station?
Yeah, I mean,
put it up in the parking lot across the street?
Yeah. It's not in the way of anybody.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody hassling it, but it would be, could we take up one of the spaces right out front here?
Yeah, but no. That,
no?
Anything, once you guys come, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's bad enough, right? You know, Roger's saying don't park at the fire station, then we start putting that.
Okay, you know what? Let's do this. I would probably just make a suggestion. Why don't we coordinate with Roger? He'll tell us where we can put it if he's comfortable.
Okay.
Clyde, you can put a sign on it. I don't know how well a sign will hang on there, but if you can put on there $600 OBO, and let's see what happens.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right.
All right, Potato Patch Building is, you know, moving along. They're in the process of getting permits, and the county has come back. There's some back and forth. They're in a floodplain, so now they have to change the plans a little bit. You know, there's discussion about whether they're going to make it a block building, and they have to have waterproofing up so high on the building. So there's been some of that sort of stuff that's going on, and but they're still moving forward.
Who's on point through
there? Kurt. Nobody from the board anymore.
Okay.
Mark Heron is working with them in terms of the construction, getting them through the permit process.
Okay.
But we don't have Steve anymore, who's in touch with them all the time.
Right.
Kurt, if he has anything, he usually emails, and if there's something new that's going on, and he's always available if we want to call him. It's just in process.
Okay.
You know,
all right. So Mark is kind of our liaison in between the board and...
Yeah, he's actually... Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of... I don't talk to Mark.
Right.
You know,
all right.
haven't talked to Mark for several months, but
right.
He doesn't talk to me about it. He just, I see email exchanges. They usually include me
okay.
in some email exchanges.
Okay. I just wanted to know who our point person was. Okay.
Yeah. All of a sudden I get an email that says, okay, the county wants us to do this or that. And
right.
They're just giving me a heads up that that's going on. Okay, building maintenance. Rudy, you've been busy.
We finished all the repairs that were on the list for the storage rooms and the pump house and the firehouse itself. Repaired the gutters. We replaced the entire overhang for that old pump house. Repainted the pipes. And he finished, I think, about 4 days or so. But anyway, anything that was on the list is done.
Right, good.
It was about $2,000 and change. That was labor and material. We have paint in there that we're going to sell.
Okay.
Because that stuff sits there for years on end.
Right, right.
And then sometimes buildings get painted the wrong color.
Right.
But we repainted this one here, so it's all right. Matching now. So anyway, all that's done. So if anybody has any questions or new stuff that comes up,
okay.
We'll figure it out. So.
Okay. And then the generator.
The generator, I haven't gotten the bill for that. It used to be somewhere around $750, but it hadn't been serviced in 2 years. And his findings were there's nothing really wrong with it, but it needs to be serviced in 6 months.
Right.
Just because it's a highly technical piece of equipment. And he said, you can do it a year or every 6 months. And I said, just do it every 6 months. That thing is vital to us.
Right.
So anyway, there's a long list of, you'll see on the invoice.
The invoice is $261, something like that.
Even better.
Huh?
Even better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, that thing is done, and it's working fine. It's checked out, and by reports that it runs, it starts itself as a self-test on Tuesday or whenever that was. So, anyway, I think we're good on that generator.
And that's okay. Propane, and does it have its own tank, or?
No.
No, it comes off of.
It comes off of the main.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I wasn't aware of this, but the tank is about, I don't know, 5/8 full, somewhere in there. And they do an autofill.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
On both tanks? The one up on the hill, too, with the big bug?
That one I don't know about. But I will check.
You know, bud?
Okay. We'll find out. Anyway, it's autofill, and we should be okay with that. The rocks that you see out there, those are to repair the erosion, which got to be really deep and kind of ugly looking and kind of a hazard, but anyway, we put 10 tons down. What you see out there, we're going to add another 10 tons just so it's a level surface, and we're not going to do anything on the top. And just run through the rocks. The rocks are big enough to allow a lot of water flow, so that should be work really well.
And
that's
ground.
About
it won't get washed away, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
No, it won't get washed away because it's not. So that was about $400. For 10 yards or 10 tons, so about 800, so we've got two loads,
mm-hmm.
and maybe $200 for some tractor work to get it all set out.
I'll move it today. He's got a
tractor. I got more coming.
Is, it,
come
it,
back down.
Is it a good idea just to get it started, to get
you
something?
Do you have a tractor? You got a backhoe?
Yeah, sitting.
Yeah, all we're going to do is level it out.
Okay.
You know, bank to bank.
Because I was going to do that little spot next to the garage for Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
okay.
All dirt and level out, and then kind of
tidy up
the fenders a little bit.
Beautiful.
Get more parking.
Over there. Yeah, the fenders would want to have cleaned up. That'd be great.
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. I'll coordinate with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think that was it. We used Bud's credit card.
Oh, good.
Rock.
That's great. Thanks again.
Which worked out really
fantastic.
Firehouse credit card. Anyway, that saved us time. Did
yeah, yeah.
Go get a check from
okay.
Adam. And
sure, sure, sure.
But
fire department credit card.
Yeah, yeah.
My
yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Fire department. That's right. So anyway, that worked out. You want to talk about raising that building?
I do. Yeah, we mentioned it during that was something we talked about during the executive session about what to do with that building.
So there was some thought if we want to preserve that Powell building, it's starting to fall apart again. I mean, it's just, it has no foundation, it has no slab. It's just, the thing was just plunked down, which at the time was the right thing to do. But we had thought about if it's important enough for us as a community to save that, then we should probably raise it a little bit and put a foundation under it and maybe put a slab in there and give it some, a little more durability.
Right.
If we don't care, it'll be rotted in 5 years and you can throw it. I mean, it's starting to put a new door in it, the new door doesn't fit anymore. just moved. So if that's something we want to look into, then we'll get some pricing for it and see what we can do.
Rudy, can you do that like this month? And maybe we get that added into next year's budget so we know.
Yeah, I'll have that done quickly.
Okay. The budget process is still in process. Dan and Roger should be working on that.
And that's about all I have to say.
Okay. All right. Any questions for
Rebecca?
Yeah. Great stuff. Okay, new business. I have shelving for the kitchen. We talked about it before. I went ahead and I have the stands. I got the wood. We just have to take that. There's a cabinet that we need to remove. That we really don't keep anything in there. It just collects stuff that we never see again.
Think about where you're pointing.
That's right behind us here.
Yeah.
Where the kitchen is. Where you're calling
okay.
The break room, whatever
okay.
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a kitchen cabinet with drawers in it, and we have it just accumulates stuff. But we have all that collection of
stacks on top of each other.
Yes. We need to get it in the shelves, and we'll label each of the boxes. The bingo will have a box, the pancake breakfast, and the different tools, different some things like your paper goods and knives and forks. Every time we have an event, people rummage through there,
right.
And then they can't find something and rummage through another box. Then stuff gets transferred back and forth. So it'll clean it up and it'll make it a lot nicer. I was going to do it today, but, we'll do it next week during the Easter weekend. I think I have enough help to do it. It'll just take a couple of people, a couple of hours to put the shelving together. It's very simple to do. Anything else for new business?
What? Yeah, let's try to finish those up. It's going to die. They're going to die.
Okay. I think we're okay. All right. So, community announcements. Firewise, or we already did Firewise. WCAA. Anybody else have community announcements? Victoria.
Well, once again, it's the winter coat drive.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
it was almost tabled, but there's been enough. I can't believe that there's been enough interest to keep it going. In the 10 years we've done this, we've got over 1,500 coats.
Wow.
Right. Again, I don't know where people are finding it. And that's also because of the pledges given us over 200 gift cards for the Catholic Charities people in their Project Hope project. So, once again, from April through September, winter coats only will be can be dropped off at the pancake breakfast or Sunday, Saturday, or give them to me directly somehow. They'll go to Coalition for Compassion and Justice through their winter warmth program that I think is being sidetracked to somebody else and Catholic Charities. Once again, for anybody who's interested, I will take $1 per coat donated. That helps support the Thanksgiving Day gift cards or a lump sum pledge. And if you don't have a coat, I'm glad to take $20 for my coats for kids. So we're doing it again.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
This drive also supports our Christmas Angel program, where this last year we gave over $1,000 in gifts for the Salvation Army Christmas Angel.
Do they, and I'll just ask since we're in it, did they collect anything else? Because, Walker Day, we end up with 2 truckloads of clothing, and we only need 1 truckload for Linda Emmett to take to the Navajo Nation.
That could probably go to the Coalition for Compassion and Justice directly, really.
Right.
I just do the winter coats.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody's... No, I'm not going to even say anything else.
Yeah.
But,
I'll say this. If you've got a contact there and they want to contact me,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy to cut them in on half of the clothing that we're not utilizing,
okay.
that we would end up just donating elsewhere.
Sure.
But if they can use it, we end up with a lot.
I will find out.
Good. Yeah, and just have them contact me.
Question, do you know if it's clean?
Oh, you know what? Most of the stuff we get is clean stuff.
Okay.
It's ready to go. I mean, it's pretty rare that somebody gives me stuff that was in the hamper.
Yeah.
It's almost
well,
always,
I wash every coat that comes in.
Okay, wow.
Every I've learned it says dry clean only, forget it, throw it in the washing machine, it comes out fine.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right, I will contact somebody there and see what we can do with
okay. Yeah, this way the WFDA can help
mm-hmm.
even more, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Victoria, if there's anything I can do to help promote and get this out to, you know, the community, social media, email, for anything else, please let me know.
Okay.
Clyde, I think just what you just heard was that at Pancake Breakfast and also at the Sunday,
yep.
Saturday, if people want to bring
yep.
coats down, they
yep.
can, and Victoria will
yep.
be, she will be responsible to come pick them up.
Excellent. Love
okay,
it.
Good.
Thanks, Clyde. Any other announcements? Public forum, anybody want to address the board about any particular issue?
I forgot at the beginning that there has not been a treasurer's report posted since January. And then in reading last month, seeing I wasn't here, reading last month's minutes, I read that there's $210 a month on phone charges. I'm curious, how many phones and what kind of calls? That seems...
Right, yeah, those 900 numbers can really...
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Anything else?
That's it.
Anything else? Okay, we talked about the phone bill. You may not have made the minutes, but it was on the recording. We talked about the phone bill. There are three phones here. They cost about what I guess you guys. My phone cost me about $50 a month.
Right,
you
right.
know, the private phone, the commercial phone, the business phones, and one of those lines is a direct line to Yavapai County. So why it's so high, we don't know. You were going to check with.
Someone else was going to check.
I don't know who was going to do
that.
Yeah. I was going to check with Yavapai and see if they, Yavapai Sheriff,
mm-hmm.
see if they needed that or what, how often they used it.
Right.
But I called the guy, he never called me back. But
okay.
In terms of CenturyLink and the cost of that phone line, commercial phone lines, if there's three of them, that's $70 a month, right?
Each.
You know, so that's... maybe about right.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of long distance charges on the phones. It's just the fact that we have these three phones. The phone that's out has people have access to out front. You cannot make long distance phone calls on. That's the phone that's here at Roger's desk that has the long distance capability. And then that third line, and then the fax line. Is there four lines or three?
No,
lines?
Fax uses one of the other ones.
Oh yeah, the long distance line is the fax line.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have the same concern you do. I would like to see it go from three down to two lines, which seems like it would be adequate.
Yeah.
And then we just have to find out whether the YSCO line is been used once in 10 years or so.
Yeah.
If there's some, because now things are different 10 years later.
Right.
Maybe there's a different way for them to communicate with
right.
us if there's an emergency. So.
Yeah, they used to have a line that went outside that could you dial 911 off of. That may be the one that's Yavapai County was on.
Okay.
And that, no.
Does it still work?
What was that line, Bud?
It's a standard line.
It's a standard line? Okay.
Yeah,
the 2424.
Oh, okay. It runs out right there. Okay. There's no phone out there anymore, is there?
Yeah.
Is there still a phone out there? Okay.
Hope so, because it's in a box that says 911.
Oh, I've never looked, so I don't.
There's only
okay.
two buttons in it.
Oh, 911? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
You think we get a better price on it then?
Okay. Okay. We have a new printer and fax machine, the laser that we got that replaced that thing that Roger had over there, nobody could make work. That's a nice printer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So does that other one just go in the dumpster?
Yeah, I don't know why it's not in the dumpster already.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
And that box of stuff that came, you know, for the printer that
mm-hmm.
came out of that printer was here. So Roger's office let him deal with it.
Okay.
He figured it out.
Okay.
I think.
Sorry, that's not going in the dumpster.
Because it's not household
trash.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wink, nudge.
Yeah. The biggest violator of that is this guy at Walker Day.
Walker Day. There'd be couches hanging out of there. It's like a little furniture forest, you know.
Well, you've got some help. There's a whole lot of us throwing that stuff in there.
Hey,
Johnny, I got you on camera when you're doing that stuff now.
Oh, here we go. It's a whole new world, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the volume issue, hopefully with that, we've come to grips with that. That's just nasty sometimes, and just unfortunate.
Right.
That it happens. We'll add three more dumpsters out here for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of May, I'll add those three dumpsters into it. After we get the chip and haul things out of there, we'll add three more dumpsters back down there.
And speaking about Walker Day and all the dumping, if it is an issue of really filling those babies up, you've got that trailer. And if we need to just fill the trailer with stuff rather than a dumpster, because that can hold as much as a dumpster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. We can pack that full and haul it.
Okay.
Right.
And that would probably be a better thing.
Right.
Because the Walker Day is on a...
the weekend, Saturday, after they've already dumped?
Yeah.
Because they dumped, what, Monday?
Yeah, they dumped Friday and Monday.
Okay, right. Okay.
And then as long as we're just idle chattering here, I'd like to reissue my complaint about you and your stupid Firefighter Appreciation Day on Labor Day.
Yes.
Killing my family.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's a Sunday.
It seems to be a great day.
We get a terrific turnout. Yeah, I know. It was an opening day dope season or something.
Yes. Yeah. We might have people come from California. You know.
Right. They should come to the firefighter.
They're all whining about it.
I'm sure they can blast something here.
Okay.
We've really spun.
And we spun off. This is my worst nightmare.
Still work.
What printer?
You know what? No, they were having a hard time getting it to do what it needed to do.
Okay.
And for $80, you get a new one.
That one came out of my office. I had.
There you go. It was even cheaper yet.
Yeah.
Amen. You know.
Cash write off for $150.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, at this time, I'd like to say what another fantastic meeting. Thank you for everyone that attended. I'd like to make a motion to end the April board meeting.
Can we hold on a second?
Yes, I can.
Victoria had a question about not seeing a treasurer's report since January. I'm aware what's going on there. Dan, Chris, and I had spoken about this in March, and the way that the reports were coming from Adam were labeled and worded differently, so there was confusion as to where and how they were being posted on the website. They are on there somewhere. Let me dig into that, and I'll get it sorted out.
All right, cool. Thanks for remembering that question.
Okay, we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion about adjournment? All in favor?
All right.
All right, John.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Bill.
Bye, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.